I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. Welcome to KC Currents. We use stories and sound to take you to neighborhoods around the region. And now we're live so we can take your calls on some of the big issues in our community. More than 20,000 people in the state of Kansas have their voter registrations on hold. That means their votes won't count until they get the situation resolved. Now, according to an analysis by the Associated Press, about 80% of those stalled registrations happened this year at driver's license offices. And they seem to stem from a new law requiring people to show proof of citizenship when they register to vote. John Hanna is a political writer for the Associated Press. He's been examining state data on these suspended voter registrations. He's joining us over the phone from his office in the State House in Topeka. Welcome to KC Currents, John.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Now, give us some perspective here. 21,000 voter registrations on hold, 17,000 of them since January. It sounds like a lot, but is this typical?
Well, no, it's not typical. It hasn't been typical, at least for the period we're in. We're more than a year out from the general election, so this is a time when people aren't focused on the election campaigns, and so registration levels are probably relatively low. As you mentioned, there were, as of the end of last week, about 21,500 people whose registrations are on hold. The kind of term of art is suspense, and about 17,300 of those are because of this new law that requires new voters, when they go to register, they have to provide a passport, a birth certificate, or some other paper documenting their U.S. citizenship to be able to register. And so what's happening is that they're filling out forms, largely at driver's license offices, and they're submitting the forms. The state is taking the forms and adding their names into its database, but they're not technically officially registered until they provide the proof of their U.S. citizenship.
Now, do driver's license offices, do the employees there typically ask people for their proof of citizenship?
Well, they if you are getting a new license, they have, because you are required to do the same thing to get a new license. For license renewals, they mention this in the mix, but they don't. They have not heretofore been asking you specifically if you have your documents to turn them over. If you have them with, and so what's happening has been happening is that most people who go to renew their licenses don't bring their documents because they don't need them, and they are leaving with information that's saying if you've filled out the registration form, you also have this additional step to take. The Department of Revenue, which runs the driver's license office, says it is changing its protocol a little bit so that is one of the questions they ask, so that if you do happen to have your documents with you, just by chance, and you're renewing a license, they will take those and scan them and try to deal with them. But when I talked to Nick Jordan earlier this month, he made the point that from their perspective, they're willing to help as much as possible, but their job is to process people for driver's license.
Right, and Nick Jordan is the director of the Department of Revenue.
Right. Secretary of Revenue.
Now, when people do submit, let's say they didn't bring their birth certificate or naturalization papers to the driver's license office, they're given a paper at least saying that they need to. Where do they then submit them to?
They bring them in, or they can email or like email a picture even, or fax them into the local election office in their county. And what's clearly happening is that many of them are not doing that, and so the county officials are sending them notices, usually mailings. Although Johnson County is doing once a month robocalls now. And they're still getting a relatively low take-up on that.
And I suppose the big question, which you can't necessarily answer, is why aren't they doing that? Why not just follow up and submit your proof of citizenship?
Well, there are obviously a very, very small handful of people, because I've talked to one, who are offended by this and don't think they should have to. But that's probably only a handful of people. There are several explanations out there. The Secretary of State's argument is that under a federal law, states are required to allow people to register to vote at driver's license offices. And he and other people, and they will argue about whether this was a good step or a bad step, but what they say is that catches a lot of people who weren't really interested in voting, but they're asked if they want to register, and they go, you know, it's one of those things where you're in a crowded room and you know, you go, yeah, sure, whatever, and you fill out the form. And then they really aren't that interested in voting, so they never follow up. Their election officials are concerned that these are folks who do eventually want to vote, but they're busy, they're working, you know, they're not thinking about the election. So, you know, that becomes something they can take care of later and later and later. And then they kind of worry that all of a sudden thousands of people will. The voter registration deadline is 3 weeks before the election, so they're worried that come late June or early July, thousands of people who've been getting these notices will say, oh my, I have to take care of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, suddenly.
That's right before the primary then in August and the November elections, so, 2014.
So the debate is whether the state has simply created a pretty significant list of people whose registrations are in suspense and is going to basically have to live with that because these folks aren't going to do much about it because they're not interested in voting. Or the alternative theory is that this is an administrative issue that is going to hit in a wave, you know, if these folks are interested in the primary right before the primary, or more likely if they're interested in the general election, because what we found was that more than half of them are unaffiliated.
Right. I wanted to ask you that because you've looked at the data on whose voter registration has been suspended.
Yes. Yes. And what I saw when we did the computer analysis was that 57% of the people whose registrations were on hold were unaffiliated. And that's out of proportion to their numbers in terms of registered voters. About 30% of Kansas voters have claimed no party affiliation. And as I said, the figure for those in this pool of people with registrations on hold is about 57%. And that is kind of in line with the thinking that these folks are more casual registrants. Certainly, if you're a partisan and you're driven by interest in a particular candidate, the thinking is you'd be more likely to follow through. Although, as I said, there are probably a few folks who are opposed to the law who are just angry they have to do it.
Right. Well, we're going to be following this reporting that you're doing. John Hanna is a political writer for the AP in Topeka. Thanks so much for joining us on KC Currents.